we're paying more attention to grants starting this fall and into next year. Start looking at the process that each agency goes through for how they do grant writing, how they do their grant selection, how they do their follow-up and their accountability, but the entire process for grants. Now, what I do not want to do is make grant writing as difficult as contracting. This is not trying to create a FAR for grants, but it is creating some level of accountability that agency to agency, we know, you know, there will have variations of how they handle grants, but there are some basics that will be in each agency. This has bipartisan support. But this is a serious look at, let's find some consistent areas that we can handle with grants. Let me give you, for instance, that we should know who was awarded the grant, and people should be able to see the actual grant itself, the grant request, and to know, okay, that's a very well-written piece. I understand why that earned the spot on that based on the merit of what happens. We should have some transparency on who was actually in the selection process. As we go through the grant itself and as funds are allotted, there should be a tracking of that online. Grants.gov is well set up for that. But then also the deliverable at the end of it. That was paid for with public funds that should also be publicly available. As you walk through the entire process, both the pre-award, the award stage, the post-award stage, there should be just a level of transparency. Again, not to make it too difficult, but to make sure people that do not receive the award are clear of why, and they know how they can get better for future awards. But also for those that did receive the award, they have some responsibility both for self-reporting through the process and also for the deliverable at the end.
The grant process obviously has come under a bit of pressure over the last 2 years or so, specifically around the Recovery Act. The Obama administration really tried to improve grants.gov. Have you taken a deep look at that system yet? I mean, as you mentioned, there are some things that the grants.gov can do or should be able to do. Is it good enough? Does it need to be redone? What's your take?
It does need to be redone. And what I mean by it needs to be redone is it needs to go through all stages of it. So you've got both pre-award, award, and post-award, so you can walk through the entire process. You can see what is coming in the future, how to be involved in that, the exact parameters of who would apply for this, and so that people that have no hope of winning it would know that and not spend their time trying to write a grant request for something they have no hope of actually winning, but clearly defined boundaries of who can get this and who shouldn't apply for this. And then also, again, as I mentioned before, the post-award. Not every grant has a deliverable at the end. Some do. And for those that do, those should be publicly available, and the public should not have to pay an additional fee to go chase down what was paid for already with public dollars. So that's just a matter of revamping. And taking the recovery.gov, a good example of what happened, and applying that to some of these other platforms, I think is effective.
And I know they're starting to look at that recovery.gov model to expand it wider in terms of the recovery audit type of processes and using data to drive not just decision-making but oversight. So I think that's something, obviously, that can be applied not just to grants but also to broader to contracting. Other issues? Grants a big issue. I know a lot of money spent there. Are you looking at other issues around acquisition or grants?
I've actually started a lot of my own personal process on this. My detriment for me personally is trying to catch up to the whole process. There are many very experienced people, both in the contracting officers and also contractors themselves. I try to go through the process to make sure that I'm understanding where they are before we move on it. I don't want to start tweaking with FAR until we have a good working knowledge of, okay, here's the low-hanging fruit in the area to go after on it. So while there may be rumors out there, we're immediately trying to revamp all the FAR. We're not. We're trying to find what are the areas to be able to help both the contracting officers and the contractors and to be able to simplify this process as much as we can and to give maximum amount of flexibility back to the contracting officer.
Dan Gordon from OFPP, the administrator, I'm sure you've met him a couple times.
Right.
One of the things that he's trying to do is the idea of the Mythbusters campaign. Get out and say, hey, here's some myths that have grown up or has developed over the years, and they're not true. For instance, contractors talking to agencies. Are you looking at some of those issues as well, kind of to improve the communication between the two parties?
Yes. That is obviously something that needs to be able to stay engaged on. You're not going to have good bids if you don't have good communication. And so we've got to be able to maintain really good communication. So, yes, all the above. And what I'm trying to go into in these conversations is not a preset, but to ask the simple question, what are the issues that we can get accomplished? We can't do everything. What can we do? What is the low-hanging fruit?
I want to jump over to suspension and debarment. Your subcommittee held a recent hearing around that issue. There's a recent report from OMB that was actually just posted online showing that the number of companies suspended or debarred in 2010 increased a great deal as compared to 29. Is this tool being used well enough? Is it underused? And what's your subcommittee looking at around suspension debarment and just more generally, maybe even just contractor oversight over the next few months?
It depends on the agency and whether it's being used enough. I mean, the reports that came back out to us from GAO, it's nice to be able to say there are additional suspensions and debarments, but you have other agencies that have not done a single suspension or debarment and have billions of dollars in contracts. While I would hope that everything is going so well that they have no bad actors in the process, I find that unlikely. That they'll have zero suspensions or debarments because everybody is doing perfectly in the process. So it is well utilized in some agencies. It's not utilized in other agencies. And it's not difficult to be able to implement. It is a leadership from the top of that agency to assign personnel that's what they're going to track. If you don't have assigned personnel pursuing that, it's not going to happen because it's additional work for someone else. So you have to assign people. You have to walk through the process on it. It does help the taxpayer at the end significantly. And issues like what we're even dealing with on the floor with a 3% withholding assumes every contractor out there is a bad actor and they're not going to pay their taxes. I would rather not have a punishment for every single contractor, but instead go after the bad actors and to be able to eliminate that, go through the suspension and debarment, go through the process on that. Let's reform some people and pull them out of the system and move them from misbehavior to well-behaving because we need additional people bidding for this.
You guys are going to be looking at this idea of suspension and debarment in more detail. I know you just had the hearing recently. Are there other hearings, other GAO reports that
are
coming
up? We will follow up on that. For instance, HHS and DHS both have reports due to us by Christmas of this year on their changes that are happening with suspension and debarments. Obviously, FEMA has a long way to go on that. They are very active in taking that in. HHS, not so much. You know, they're one of the agencies that had not done suspensions and debarments. It is, as their statement during the hearing was, it is our intention to get this done. It's moving that from intention to actually accomplishing that. They have a tremendous number of contracts. They can do this. It's not too difficult. We just have to pay attention to it. And it will help everyone to see them on the suspension and debarment list so that other contracting officers can see the problems that are existing in other agencies and we don't continue to use bad actors over and over again.
Obviously, those two reports, you'll see where it takes you. You foresee another hearing. You foresee what?
I do foresee another hearing. And that would be in next year. It would not be in this year. It'd be in next year as we continue to press and to be able to follow up on that. As I mentioned before, it's not too difficult to do. It is a well-defined process, but it helps everyone to be able to go through it.